Confessions of a Trainwreck. 30, flirty, and surviving.
It's easy to speak out about the way I live, but it's a 24-carat dream. No supermodel in my dirty jeans, but in my 24-inch heels.
Commandment number 201. Thou shalt remember that it's all fun and games until you throw your back out while you're sleeping. The worst thing about being in your 30s is that two glasses of wine will give you a hangover that lasts 2 to 3 business days, and you can injure yourself doing so little as sleeping. While I've definitely had my fair share of injuries, the one thing they all have in common is that none of them happened in private. In fact, most of them happened in public, something comedy king Christian Hull can definitely attest to.
Now, I don't want to kick this off with negativity by stating our age.
Oh, I love negativity. I thrive on negativity.
But at our age, you tend to get injured.
Are we the same age?
How old are you?
35.
How old do you think I am?
Early 30s.
I'm about to turn 33.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say 40, but I thought you always take off 7 years. So it's like she looks 40, take
round
off 7 years, 33.
Round
and then when you
down.
Go, that's exactly right, you go, Jesus Christ, lucky I took off that 7 years. Round, like, yeah, okay.
Round down. Math has never been my strong point.
But you're beautiful for 33.
Down. Thank you.
For someone of your age, looking great. What a compliment.
But at the humble age of 30, getting injured is actually a lot easier to do than you'd think. Doing things that aren't even risk adverse.
So easy, and I've just come off a wave of depression because I've come to terms with getting old and not being able to do things that I used to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really upset me.
Yeah. Mm. And I feel like there's a bit of a Murphy's Law thing that goes on in that every time you injure yourself, it just so happens to be in quite a public setting.
Yes. I don't know what you're hinting at here. I didn't wear my knee brace. I was usually wear a knee brace.
You should have.
Yeah.
You might get special parking.
No, I don't. Like, I'm coming to terms with being injury prone and, like, things just don't recover. You can, like drinking, for example.
Oh.
You know, you could literally live on alcohol and be fine. You get to 30 and you smell alcohol and I'm gone for a week. I get, like, the flu. I have to take time off work. I get so sick. It's so annoying.
You need antibiotics.
Yes!
You need, like, yeah.
Yes. You know what I've discovered? Doctors on Demand.
What? Is that an app?
No, it's a website. I don't know. It sounds dodgy, but you
like Uber Eats for medication?
Yes, and you're like, hi, I want to see a doctor. You click a time, you can stay at home, and then they Zoom call you in, and I go, I don't really gonna. And then I had to go, on the camera, which was weird. And then he was like, oh,
you'd
yes.
You'd be good at that, though.
Yeah, but not to a doctor in a Zoom camera. Got to get on my
fetish.
Knees first. And he was like, yep. And he gave me a script for antibiotics, and they texted it to the local chemist, and then I just hobbled over and got it.
See,
it
there
seems
are so
dodgy.
Many upsides to COVID,
but
isn't there?
So, like, it's like medicine on tap. Like, ow, my elbow. And then you book the thing and then they do the thing and then you take the drugs.
Yeah, ow, my elbow. I need some temazepam.
Yeah. Ah, let me just open my pantry, which is now my chemist. I have more medicines in my pantry than I do food.
Yeah.
Get the Voltaren out, pill substitute, I'm on the Metamucil.
Oh, God.
But it's so, like, what's bad about being on the Metamucil is I really love it.
Oh.
Like, it's so good. Like,
so
when
what's good is your bowel
it's
habits.
Really, yeah, but, like, I used to make fun of Dad for being on me. I'm like, oh, someone's old.
Have you tried Movicol? Because that comes in chocolate flavour.
No.
Mm.
I don't like. Metamucil's orange, like orange juice. It's so delicious.
Okay.
And then it just really helps everything. Falls
That's
out of you
know.
Now.
This is called geriatric healthcare.
Oh, God. Train wreck geriatric edition.
Anyway, a couple of weeks ago, people will probably remember this from my Instagram stories, my mum and my auntie attended a Kate Bush community meetup for the most Wuthering Heights day ever, and I posted several stories of my mum in her absolute element, and I saw you there.
Yes, I went dressed as Kate Bush.
Yep.
You went weren't dressed as Kate Bush. I was actually really annoyed at you for that.
Yeah, I could tell.
Really pissed off.
I know.
Because everyone, there was maybe 300 or 400 people, maybe more.
Yeah.
All dressed, beautiful red flowing dresses, their wigs on, flowers in their hair to do these dance moves. And it was just a fantastic sort of event that happens on Kate Bush's birthday. And I went and had a really good time right up until the very last maybe 5 minutes where you do the final dance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I decided to really interpret some moves.
And I saw this happen.
Oh, did you? Did
I
you watch
I saw this?
This
happen. You did a star jump.
Yes.
And then I saw you immediately grab your knee.
And collapse on
and
the ground.
And it was like the penny had dropped. I literally saw whatever happened in your body happen.
I had an MRI. My ACL's torn.
So this was confirmed only online last week that I saw.
Yeah.
How? Okay. But firstly,
yes.
In true professional style, the show went on.
Yep. Well, everyone was still dancing around me. I was somehow like, so this was 6 weeks before I had my ACL diagnosis.
So you're still hobbling around, going about your daily life.
Well, I did a star jump and you feel a pop in your knee and it's quite excruciating, fell down. Took a couple of deep breaths, and I'm very dramatic. Don't know if you can tell. And I just thought, oh, it's definitely not an ACL. Like, there's no way. Like, I could get up and hobble around. And I thought, you see the, like, sports people.
I was going to say, that's what people do in, like, professional sports.
And they rip their ACL and they stretch it away for, like, immediate surgery. And so I was like, nah, it's probably just a sprained knee. Is that a thing? Yes. So for... firstly... zero people, including you, which I'm now learning saw it happen, zero people came to my aid. You know what my videographer was filming it at the time. It's all filmed, it's all posted everywhere, obviously great for content. But I trained him so well that I was like, anything that happens, you just keep rolling.
Mm.
And if I will say watermelons is my code word,
okay.
I really need help.
Yeah.
And so I was like down on the ground. I was like, ow, I think I've hurt myself. Watermelons, I need help. And I'm looking at him, he's still filming. I'm like, watermelons, I'm in a lot of pain. And he's like, I can't tell Christian's being. I'm like, I'm using the code word, Ben. Like, what? Ow, it hurts. And Phoebe, my other content producer, who's also dressed in Kate Bush gear, is dancing around me and over the top of me. And I'm like, guys, I'm not doing a bit, please. This really hurts. Anyway, no one came to my rescue. I calmed down. I thought, oh, just get up and I'll finish the dance and then hobble home.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'd done. And then so I was hobbling around for 6 weeks.
And I've seen you because we live across the road from each other. I've seen you multiple times and you have been limping.
Yes.
But this diagnosis wasn't even confirmed.
A knee brace. What would happen is I was like, I think I'm better. And then I would swivel my body. So what I'd actually done is I'd torn my ACL, my MCL, which is the inner part on the side of the knee, is also torn, and my meniscus, which is one of the knee pads between the knee joint,
is
also torn.
So you've gone the full trifecta.
I did everything. One star jump. And so what would happen is every so often my knee, the best way I can say it, is like it would dislocate, it would pop out, and I would fall to the ground in, it's 10 out of 10 pain. Like it's agony.
So for anyone who's listening who doesn't actually know what an ACL, an MCL, a meniscus is, it's essentially all the ligaments that hold your kneecap in place.
Yes. So my neck, it's like my leg's flopping around and I'm still walking on it. So I can move my leg up and down like walking, but I can't turn it or move sort of side to side. And so every time I do the slide, like getting on a stool once, it went pop and I was like on the ground. And this is in front of everyone going, Jesus, oh my God. But then it aligns
and I'm like, back in.
Never mind, guys.
So do you have to get surgery now?
Yeah. So we got MRIs done, got all... the news, which I didn't believe. I'm like, but I'm still walking.
Yeah.
So it's weird. And he goes, that's very common for people to still be able to walk and still do things. And so I was like, I don't want surgery. Like I was so terrified. I'm like, at my age?
Imagine it's the drugs.
Yeah. It's just like, I was scared. Like I was really scared. Mm. So I went and saw the surgeon. So good. Mr. Tony O'Neill. I love him so much. He was like, that's okay. It's keyhole.
Yeah.
It was just keyhole. So I was terrified of being opened up, of not being able to use my leg for like 6 months. And he's like, oh, stop being so dramatic. It's like it's a day surgery almost.
Oh, wow.
And then he's like, yeah, give it a week and you should be totally fine. Provided my meniscus is the bad one.
Yeah, okay.
It's really turned into...
So I know that you said in... Yeah, we are now doctors. Yeah. We are Grey's Anatomy.
We're talking about our ailments. And I love it.
So I know you said in an episode that we recorded for the Good Feels podcast last week that you spent $80 on your costume.
Mm.
But with the cost now of the surgery, how much did that day end up actually costing
so
you?
So going and dressing as Kate Bush has set me back. So it was $80 for a pretty banging outfit. But I probably spent about maybe $1,500 in doctor's visits and... The surgery, oh, God, thank God for Medicare.
Hmm.
It's like a $10,000 surgery, which is covered. So had I not, I mean, had I been in America, it's probably ended up costing me like $12,000 or $13,000. One star jump cost me $13,000.
But the memories, priceless.
The memories and the video content and the constantly reminding everyone, every video. Do you know what's so great? I'm such a little asshole. I'm doing sponsored posts. Mm. And so I'm doing some for Bissell, which is just fantastic vacuum cleaners. Bissell, yeah. Bissell, Bissell. I've got to get that cost per mention up. And so I'll be like, just talking about a vacuum, but also just drop in. And it's really great if you've torn your ACL. Oh, it's really easy to use. Just eating chips in a video. I've torn my ACL. Have you? These chips are like, I weave it in as much as possible.
Are you going to pick up your coffee being like, morning, cappuccino, I've torn my ACL.
Who's the cappuccino for? Can you put it under torn ACL, please? A torn ACL?
Ordering food, but can you just tell the kitchen staff that I've done my ACL?
That I've torn my ACL to everyone so they know. And I'm like, you know what I also do? I'll accentuate my limp. So I bumped in. There was a friend who I hadn't seen in a while, and I know they know I've torn my ACL.
Yeah.
So I'm like, we can get breakfast. Oh, you're going to get up and order for me. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Are you paying? Oh, thank you. I tore my ACL. It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah. You really
and it's not. It's horrifically painful.
Yeah. I mean, I've been in a similar situation before where, because I also teach group fitness classes, and I was teaching body attack class. And when you teach, this is a Les Mills class, you're on the stage. So you're not like an F45 coach just walking around yelling things. You're on the stage doing it.
This is like Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda. Yes. Literally.
Okay, yep.
High impact aerobics. There's legs flailing everywhere. I tore my groin.
Oh.
Halfway through the class, but being the professional that I am, the show went
on.
What's
a teared groin? Like the muscles are like...
I'm actually, to be honest, not sure. I should know that because I've done a fair bit of anatomy. Excruciating.
Yeah.
But I think you don't feel the full extent of the pain until your body's cooled down and your muscles aren't as warm anymore.
Yeah.
So I felt something happen. I stopped for a second and I was like, yep, no, there's definitely something happening. But we only had about 15 minutes to go. So I carried on.
Still high kicking.
Flipping around. went to the physio and they confirmed that I had in fact torn my groin and I had to take 10 weeks off exercise.
10 weeks?
10 weeks. And your groin, turns out, pivotal for a lot of activities.
Could you have sex?
You can make it work.
I mean, you could starfish. A delicate...
I do anyway, darling. I do anyway.
That's one of my life's goals. I really want to be able to starfish. I don't take it up the bum. It's too painful, but I'm training myself.
Okay.
Mm. Sorry, this took a real turn.
There's an explicit
next episode, we can talk about what it's like shoving positions. Things in your anus. Yeah.
Perfect.
10 weeks.
Yeah.
Could you pee and sit on the toilet and do all that stuff?
Yeah. But I like you, took it seriously. And at the time, I didn't have a car. So I was catching public transport to work. And I would sit on the train visibly with a bag of frozen peas on my groin just so that people knew. Because I was young. I was like 24. And if people saw me sitting down when there was, you know, elderly people and pregnant women on the train, they would have, you know.
That's...
So people were getting on, I've torn my groin.
Yeah, well, that's the
I've
other
torn my
thing.
Groin.
Yeah, like the knee brace when I'm wearing it, people can go, oh, yeah, you know, the fatty's got a sore knee. But if without it, I'm worried, like I was walking here and I thought I might quickly run across the road and I got halfway. This is like a 4-lane busy road.
Yeah.
And I went, I can't run. So like cars are coming and you just, but you forget that you've got this injury, which is why it kept like, exacerbating and being...
And if you're not wearing your brace, people would just be like, move.
Yes, you stupid fat idiot.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's just... I'm trying to come to terms with not having the recovery time that you used to have. And I've now, you know, the first thing I did was look at my medical insurance. Oh. And I went to get, I only got hospital, no extras. Do you know how much it is for extras? It's like an extra $130 a month on top of the $130 for hospital.
I don't know what I have, but I went to hospital last year and had keyhole surgery.
Medicare pretty much covers a lot of stuff.
Oh, you know what they don't cover? Endometriosis surgery.
Medicare. Oh, mm-hmm. No, I know. Yes, because that was a big election point.
Yeah.
That's right.
I have private health and I was out of pocket $5,000 for surgery.
That was the out of pocket fee. Oh, I don't want to know how much it cost.
And I didn't even get my own room.
I didn't have white lilies as requested. Yeah. No, that's the one thing in my ACL ticked. It was like, do you want a shared room or a private room? I was like, as if you'd want a shared room.
No.
Private. And I know I'll get a shared room. It's fine.
R.I.P.
I'm only in there for like something for 3 hours or something. But I'm like, I still want it private.
Oh, yeah. Oh. And you'll be putting that everywhere.
Oh, literally, I'm like, as soon as I get out of surgery.
You're in there for months.
Well, I was going to get Ben. I was like, you just come and wait in the room and then film everything because I'm going to be out of action. I'm just, yeah. I don't know. What? How I'm going to be like when you wake up from the anaesthetist?
Yeah.
Ha 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 ha! 1 million views on TikTok.
There you go.
Monetize that.
Next,
you can pay for the surgery.
Vacuum sponsorship.
Yeah.
Sorted. Is this the first kind of big public injury you've had?
Yes.
Oh, it is.
This is the first surgery I'm ever having.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd never I had to go and sign up to get a doctor, to get a GP. Like I've been in prison for 3 years. I've never seen a doctor.
Wow.
Also due to laziness.
Mm.
And also like doctors on demand when you just need that medication.
Exactly.
But never seen a doctor. I'm now like literally did the knee and went, okay, Christian, you got to look after yourself. Booked, I see a chiro regularly now to fix my spine.
Okay.
Well, the physio, obviously. Got the doctor. I just regularly just visit for shits and giggles, which is great because then she was like, here's a weight loss drug. I was like, oh, yes, please. Yep. So,
what was it?
I don't know. So she gave me two options. One's called like
Duramine.
But she was like, don't do
That's
Duramine.
Legal speed.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you snort
People
it?
People take it recreationally.
Really?
You could sell that.
Well, no, I want to use it to lose all this weight.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's
works.
Another reason.
You can use
like,
it for that too. Yeah.
I'm fat, and when you get old and you're fat, it's a bad combination.
Okay.
Yeah, so I need to lose like 50 kilos.
Well, Duramine does it.
Yeah.
I met a man who lost 55 kilos on Duramine. He also was doing a fitness challenge at the time, and he credited it to the fitness challenge.
Oh.
Got a sponsorship. Maybe you should do that.
Do you know, the amount of inside information I have about things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which I now realize I probably can't disclose. Never mind. We'll talk about this off air. But
yeah.
Yes. No, if I go on Duramine or any of the other drugs, I'll tell everyone that I'm on the drugs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm the same.
Will I? Yeah. Well, it's too late now. I've already said it.
But oh, yeah.
I'm also like, so you have to worry about side effects now when you get in your 30s. Okay. Will it affect sleep? Will it affect bone? Like my first thing, will I get brittle bones? Because I don't want to break like so many things.
No, literally.
Now.
So my mum has to get injections once a month to strengthen her bones.
Poor mum. Yeah. Yeah, but how old's mum?
56.
Oh, no, she's not even that old.
Yeah.
Oh, poor mum.
Poor mum.
Like I'm on more drugs than my 75-year-old father. All the same drugs. We're like, that's what we do when we catch up. Like, how are you going? Oh, yeah. Now, I've got this new Voltaren pill. It's like, oh, yeah, I've been on it for months. It's really good. And he's like, no, you need to take garlic and emu oil, but I did buy some alligator oil and that's apparently really good for you and all these random things. And then mum's on the turmeric for her arthritis.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, better get some turmeric.
Fuck theme parks. Have you ever spent a solid period of time in Chemist Warehouse?
Isn't it like a Gucci store? You're like, yes, foot pads. You walk through the sections. Okay, I'm going to go to the finger section. Yes, my nails are brittle. I'll get this pasty thing, then four pills. But also, do you then go down the rabbit hole of watching documentaries about the pharmaceutical industry?
Yes.
And how fucked
so
they are.
Many last year. What was that one where that pharmacist was actually stealing as she was making them?
Oh,
she was
my God.
Them.
That one was amazing.
Yeah.
She got addicted to all the drugs.
Mm.
But, like, it's fascinating to me. There was a really good one where it talks about how eating get this, fruits and vegetables will give you all the vitamins and minerals that you need. But the pharmaceutical industry, what they do is you have a sore knee, you take a pill for your sore knee, and you have a sore, like you've got skin irritation and a sore knee. They can make one pill, like they can make a pill that does everything, but they're not going to make a shit ton of money. Mm. So one drug, one problem was the whole thing. And this documentary was like, look, right. You know what? If you just increase your omega-3s or whatnot through your diet, you will actually tick off like 5 or 6 problems. And then they actually prove it by doing a study. And people who had type 1 and type 2 diabetes, which is incurable, regressed. So the type 2, which was quite serious, went to type 1. And the type 1, they stopped needing a lot of their like insulin.
Mm.
All through just changing their diet and not eating particular things. And
right.
I was like, I mean, that makes obviously,
so much sense.
Obviously.
Well, apparently that's why multivitamins avoid, because there's not enough of any one vitamin in that multivitamin to actually make any kind of difference to.
But then I wonder if the placebo effect is a strong enough indicator for you to think you're getting, I don't know. I go down the conspiracy rabbit hole a lot.
I like medication. I'm going to take it if it's there.
I try and avoid it.
Oh, do you?
Because I get scared that I get scared I'll be get addicted.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Or there's something in it that's going to create another problem, which means I have to take another medication.
Yeah.
I'm not like crazy Scientology level, you know, mental health isn't real. But I just like, I don't want to keep taking antibiotics because you build up an immunity to it.
Oh, no, no.
But, I mean, I do pop a Panadol more often than I should. I'm like, oh, I think I'm going to feel bad in a minute. 5 Nurofen, 6 Panadol.
I literally was addicted to Nurofen when I was younger, and I shredded my whole stomach lining.
Yeah. You can't have it without food. Mm-hmm. It reduces the
stomach acid.
Your stomach lining. Yeah.
It makes and holes.
Yes.
And then you can get ulcers.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I learnt that. Well, I've got a huge nurse following, and I was popping
Nurofen.
Yeah,
you could get. Trish?
Yeah, because of Trish. I dressed up as a nurse in a video and played a character, and it went viral. That's why I'm so excited to go to hospital. Because I'm like, God, I hope they recognise me and give me like a private room.
Which hospital extra are you going to?
Brisbane Private. It's very upmarket, very swanky. Guys, I'm super relatable.
Hashtag authentic.
But it was great because when I went in to see the surgeon, all the receptionist and the admin staff and then the nursing staff were like, oh my God, it's Christian!
So you've had your MJ moment.
Yeah. So the doctor referred me to Tony O'Neill. Better do a good job. Please, Tony. While you're in there, take out the stomach, tighten the face. And he had no idea who I was. And he's like, oh, all of my team were very excited to see you. And I was like, I'm Australia's Taylor Swift. He goes, oh. He didn't laugh. He was like, oh, so you're a singer. I was like, no, I'm definitely not Australia's Taylor Swift. I do comedy videos. He goes, oh, how'd you do your knee? I was like, well, I've got a video of it. Pulled out, dressed as Kate Bush. And he was like, oh.
But that probably was very helpful for him.
Yeah. Because you can
being able
see
to pinpoint
it.
The exact moment.
Well, you see the knee like do this weird bulgy thing right when the ACL rips. Oh, it's gross.
Wow.
Mm.
There you go. Mm. Well, we've well and truly demonstrated our age, I think, in this episode.
Oh, God. It's
early
just depressing.
30s, late 30s. Mm. So then I guess I always finish every episode the same, and that is with one piece of advice that you would give to people listening to this particular episode.
Don't do star jumps. When you get over, well, I was 35, so 35 and above, just really look after yourself. You're not the young person you thought that you were. It took a pretty serious, what do you call this, social serious? Like
well,
a serious injury to make me realise that I am now officially like an old person.
My advice would be do the star jumps, but make sure you have the right medication to partake in some
That's healthcare. Terrible advice. Tear your ACL, but make sure you take the pills and get a surgeon ready to go afterwards.
Efficient.
Fuck, what a train wreck. You are literally the worst human being. And also 33 is mid-30s. You're not early. I didn't want to pick you up. You're like, because you're in your late 30s and I'm in my early 30s. No, mid. We're in our mid-30s.
I'm not 33 until October and it is still September.
Okay, well, you look like it. You actually look like you're in your late 20s, if I'm really honest.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Botox.